Blog Talk Radio.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop.
Y'all already know what it is. It is the Sunday Drive right here on Hilltop Radio Show. It's your boy, the Invincible DJ Sean, and my tag team partner, as always, Miss Robin Lynn Boz, Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. What's up, girlfriend? How you doing on this Sunday, Memorial Day? And thank you for your services.
You are so welcome. I don't need no Batman because I got Sean Fisher. Always Robin.
That's right. Man, we got a hot program for you guys tonight, Robin. Before we go into the opening jam of the night, that new DMX featuring Nas, Walking in the Rain. Tell everybody, right now we at 160K. I told you, Robin, we were going to hit 160K before Monday. This was just the other day. I told you we were going to hit 160K on DJ Sean Live 24/7. I told you guys we were going to hit 160 on the last broadcast, which was last Monday. I said we were going to hit 160.
And on Boxcast, the Hilltop Radio Show came in number one on I Am Streaming with 7,000 views last week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. They are watching on Roku, Amazon, Apple, Boxcast, okay?
All right. Right now, real quick, where can people also go and hear the show before we jump into the song real quick?
Oh, they can hear us also everywhere in radio, iHeart, TuneIn, Spreaker, Spotify. Hear this. Oh, my goodness, everywhere. TuneIn Radio, just everywhere. Everywhere you possibly can, just tune in on that little play button. We have the Hilltop Radio Show and DJ Sean Live. You can hear it from the website directly. I would go there first, thehilltopradioshow.org/live. You can hear the radio station and all the shows as well, even Vibe Live Radio.
Yeah, we got Delaware popped up. We got Oregon popped up. We got Singapore, our friends over there in Singapore. Also, I got to give a shout out to Nicaragua for following the Hilltop Radio Show as well. Thank you guys for making us number one in Nicaragua. That's the whole Central America, Robin. We got Central America and South America. We got every one of those countries on lock right here listening to the Hilltop Radio Show. And also, 160K again. I told you guys we were going to hit 160K before the week was out. Today is Sunday. We're at 160.53K as of right now.
Wow.
And we done that, Robin, in less than 60 days. Because when I came home from the hospital, we were at 60. We didn't pick up 100K listeners since I've been home, since April the 2nd until now. That's how much we've been grinding.
Wow.
That's what we've been doing over here, putting numbers in. Ain't no fake numbers. These are real deal numbers that you can go on the website and you can see them. Ain't no shit over here fabricated.
Yeah.
Real talk. So let's do this real quick. Let's get into the latest from DMX featuring Nas, Walking in the Rain. This is one of the best songs, I think, on that new DMX. You guys want that new DMX? Hit me up. I'll get it to you. That's right. DJ Sean, Hilltop Radio Show, Robin Live. Robin Maven, Vaz Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. My tag team partner tonight will be right back with some special guests.
Hey, Vlad, watch over me. Watch over mommy. Watch over daddy. Watch over old guy, children, and then.
This is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at urbit.com/scootbeats. And that's urbit.com/scootbeats. Also on beatstars.com /SCOOTBEATZ. That's BeatStars /ScoopBeats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/ScoopBeats Music Group. That's facebook.com/ScoopBeats Music Group. Y'all have a blessed one.
Are you guys tuned in right now to the Sunday Night Drive here on Hilltop Radio Show with your boy, the Invincible DJ Sean, along with my tag team partner tonight, Robin Lynn Maven. That's Vise Live Radio. That's right, all the way in Seattle, Washington. I am streaming. What's going on, Robin? We got a hot show tonight, girl. We got some awesome up-and-coming talent that are really setting the bar stage off in this rap game, hip-hop and everything, and I'm glad, pleased to have these cats coming on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. Rob, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. I'm just getting all tuned up in the back.
Okay. So all right, without further ado, we got Mr. James Bond and my man Trill Will. You guys there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here. It's Knox Bond, but close enough. James Lomax, right, Knox Bond, but yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I got Bond, so I seen James, so I just said James Bond, so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got
I've been called
it.
Worse.
Yeah. All right, well, when you come on the show, Robin, to tell you, I will fuck names up, so you got to, you know, excuse me with that, yeah. I'll fuck a name up in a minute.
That's all good.
Yeah, man, so, James, man, tell us a little bit of, you know, Will, you've been here before, man. Appreciate you, man, taking time out of your busy schedule, man, and coming back to the
yes,
show,
sir.
Man. Salute to
I
you,
love
big
it,
brother.
Man. I appreciate you having me back on, brother.
Oh, man, you know, it's all good. Number love and respect. So, James, tell us a little bit about you, man. You know, you're a big, I'm going to call you a big dude, and, you know, in a big pond, man. I know who you are. Let everybody out there listening know who you are, man, and what you do real quick.
Yeah, my name is Knox Bond. I am the CEO, founder, and owner of the Next Level Syndicate. We're an empire with about 600 members, and we're an organic music promotion agency, basically. We're the number one DJ coalition on Google search results, and I've got, you know, some of the most powerful DJs and record breakers that are on the team. And then we've got 63 different record labels, but, you know, I'm here tonight as the artist. That's what it all started as, is just me being a musician. And, you know, so I'm a rapper. I go by Knox Bond. And, I'm the CEO and owner of 63 labels and the number one DJ coalition on Google search results.
All right. Well, just to let everybody know out there, I just wanted to extend my hand to you over the phone and thank you for bringing me into your DJ coalition as another member to the Empire, man. I really appreciate that. And shouts out to Cassandra for making that happen, man. I appreciate you for opening up your door for me, man, here, myself and the Hilltop Radio Show. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, and definitely big shout out to Cass. She is our chief administrative officer, actually.
Yeah. Will,
so
man,
she's
every
in charge
time...
of all the paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Just cutting you off. Will, man, every time I turn around, man, you dropping hits, man.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. I just work hard, man. You know, I learned from my pops, man, to work hard, man, and don't never look up. Unless you feel like you need to take a break for a second. But other than that, man, keep your nose down and work and grind hard, man. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry for cutting you off, Robin. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say he's Jamaican, He got 63 labels. He got 3 jobs.
A lot more than 3. A lot more than 3. I work, you know, usually 12 hours a day or so.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. How much do you sleep?
What sleep?
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. What is that?
I'm gonna need the attorney to define sleep at this time.
It's closing of the eyes, laying in the bed, the brain, the TV, everything is shut off for, I don't even think you can do it, 4 hours?
Team No Sleep. This is Team No Sleep.
I do sleep. I'm in a position where I'm blessed, so I usually sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. It's just from 3 o'clock in the morning to, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around that. So.
Okay.
And then it's just working the entire rest of the time. So it's just you know, I just constantly do something because there's always something to do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And that's true. We don't wait. We're always working over here. We don't wait. We work. While y'all sleep
doing
all that,
I'm trying to get 7 hours. I can't get 7. I can't get 5.
Yeah. Wow.
So again, we want to thank you guys for being a part of the show today, Sunday night drive here on Hilltop Radio Show. So you guys, tell us a little bit about this collab you two gentlemen did. I've heard it is hot. That's the reason why, you know, it started out being just dropping it tonight. And then I said, hell, I said, Cash, I said, call Will, see if he wants to come on tonight so we can do it all in one system. So you guys want to talk a little bit about
that?
I knew you was, man. I appreciate it though, man. You know, I know it's, you know, there's a lot going on over there in the great state of Texas, man, from Dallas all the way down to Houston, man. There's a lot going on. So I'm glad you're able to take time and be with us, man. So you guys talk to us a little bit about you guys collabing and, coming up with a song called Side Piece.
Trillion?
Nah, just go ahead, bro. You start calling on the phone. You gotta go ahead. Fuck off.
All right, better look. So, me and Trill, or Trill and I guess technically, we're brothers. We're fraternal brothers. We're brothers that both seek the same type of eccentric, exoteric knowledge, and we have so many things in common that are outside of music. The way we met was through something that was just like a conversation where there was a Facebook post, and then we started conversing from there. We've continued to make music because from the first song that we made, we both really enjoyed it. And I would say that we're each other's, you know, biggest fans. I love the music that Trill Will makes. It's really dope. And we try to create music that's a little bit different, because we want to kind of bring a little bit of light to the music industry. We want to bring some knowledge and get people kind of interested in, hey, what did he say? What does that mean? Maybe go look it up and then glean some new information from it. Side Piece is a song that is talking about how we're married to the game, like fully committed to our careers to the point that anything else would be a side piece. But there's a lot more involved, and after Trill gets his input, then I'll read the one sheet that we put together for it to give you a real idea of what the song's about.
All
right.
Well,
so I think that's pretty accurate. So yeah, I'm gonna add on. I'm gonna add on the build there. So what I'm gonna say is that that me and Nazma, we have a very organic relationship. It was nothing that we were forced. It's just we realized almost immediately that we were equal and opposite. You know, I remember growing up, I used to hear the term same difference all the time, and it has never made sense to my head, in my head. But the older I got, the more information, the more studying I did, I realized that what it's really suggesting is that something is the polar opposite, but it's the equal in severity, but in on the polar opposite, but of the pole, different polar, the same thing. Because you can like hot and cold. Hot and cold are two extremes of the exact same thing with the temperature. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes,
so me and Nas are equal and opposites. So therefore, we have to coexist together because you need opposites. People say, I hear people say stuff all the time. Oh, I wish I could get rid of all these people. No, you don't. Because then nothing would be in balance. Everything has to operate in equilibrium. So I said all that to say this. This song is a perfect example of our equal and opposite equilibrium that we have going on, because he brought one side of the side piece as far as being a chick would be a side piece to the game that we're married to, which would be music, and I brought the complete opposite side. So that's what I can add to that.
Okay. All right. Before we go on to the song, before, go ahead, Knox, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I love it. That was perfectly put. Yeah, so we've got, as far as like a description of the song, we put together a one sheet with all of our releases to where we can describe everything. So Trill Bond, the definition is true plus real. Word is bond. Bond is life. Life after death. That's before dishonor. Trill Bond is deeper than music. Trill Will and Knox Bond are both highly intelligent, highly respected seekers of knowledge who waste their music with profound lyrics with layers of meaning. What sets them apart is that they're tied to some of the oldest and most well-known secret societies in the world. They study eccentric and esoteric knowledge. Trill Will is a living legend with almost 200,000, well, now it's 204,000 followers on a verified Instagram account. Knox Bond is the creator of the Next Level Real Life Empire and a music industry executive in his own right, with over 60 record labels and a DJ coalition of over 600 DJs under his umbrella. Side Piece is a timeless and heartfelt ballad that hits hard with anyone who feels a sense of not quite fitting in while still being able to overcome adversity and build something out of nothing. Knox Bond paints the picture of a tortured genius who turns the pain into success but can't seem to put his finger on love. Trill Will drops subtle keys on finding happiness through a prodigy and then details his triple X escapades enjoying his side piece. Trill Bond have millions of plays and streams collectively and have been played on radio stations all across the country and on magazines, websites, blogs, and radio stations all around the world, including Power 105, Real 92.3, The Breakfast Club, Sway in the Morning, World Star Hip Hop, and many, many more. Trill Bond are constantly creating new music, introducing the world premiere of Side Piece.
Wow. All I want to say is I hope you young artists out there that are listening to the show and you come for an interview, this is how you conduct yourself at an interview. This is what I'm talking about. We need to put more of this into, you know, young men and women learn how to interview on a show, man. I appreciate that, man. You guys are dope. Yeah, I'm a brag
come
now.
Come to real life.
Yeah.
We'll teach you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll teach you.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. So let me ask you this, Knox. I'm gonna go into the business part of it real quick. Now, you man, how many artists is on your roster right now?
Man, there's people who have artists that I'm unaware of, but I would say at least 80.
Oh wow, okay, 80 artists. All right. So Trill, any other artists on the label that you like working with besides Knox?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I'm going to get you in trouble, right?
Yeah, it's in that way. So I'm going to say one of my favorite artists to work with, you know, within the real life, you know, Next Level Music Syndicate would probably be Boss Cash. I got a song with Boss Cash. That's pretty dope. We worked pretty good together. That's probably my favorite right now, but there's other people I'm sure that's coming up that are going to make me question that, I'm sure.
Okay. Are you guys, this is Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes, live radio, Seattle, Washington, and we got the one and only Knox Bond and Trill Will here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Real Life, tell us a little bit about Real Life Music Group.
Real Life Music, all right, so it was me screaming it for 20 years by myself, you know what I mean, and it was just, I want to be authentic. And I've always strived to just be honest and to keep my integrity and not to sway towards any of the different trends that are going on and to make my music real life. Like, it was really my life at any given time could be listened to through my music. My music was always a journal of the journey. And as we began to expand, you know, what we did is, what Real Life is Real Life is a curated group of artists that have mastered their craft and make industry music that deserve the same type of platform as the industry artist. So it could be any genre, any type of music. We have so many different, just really outstanding artists. You know, Boss Cash is great. Blackout is great. Pete Gutter is great. We got people like J-Star Stax and Real Life Music, Kool-Aid and Coolie. And I mean, there are so many heavy hitters. People like Andre Banks. We just dropped a song with Trina, you know, and it's called Boyfriend, Girlfriend. And including Jay Banks flew to Miami and shot a music video with Trina. You know, including the Rolls Royce Wraith and all of that. So we're doing everything that the major labels do, and we're doing it on our own platform. We have our own radio stations. We have our own magazines. We have our own websites, you know, and the biggest advantage to Real Life Music is that Next Level DJ Coalition was created to support Real Life Music. So the only music that Next Level DJ Coalition supports is Real Life Music and the DJs on Next Level DJ Coalition, which, you know, that's a lot of major people like Team Bigger Rankings, you know, Promo Vatican, Rap Juggernaut, and then just major, major, major DJs, DJ Calvin, DJ Rampage, Celebrity DJ Hustle Man. You know, it's just a group of people who all have the same goal, which is to break DJs and to break artists.
Okay. All right. Well put. Appreciate you guys again for being on the show. All right. World premiere. Here we go, you guys. Side piece right here on Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't want to try me.
But I know it's not forever way, yeah. When I'm with you, then I can levitate, yeah. When I'm with you, my demons out the cage, yeah. You elevated me right off the page, yeah. And I feel alone in a crowded room. Feel the pull of gravity like the moon. Multiple personalities like zones. Oh, so on this balance be my mood. Okay, I've been to hell and back, yeah. Made it out without telling crew, yeah. It's real life, I've been telling facts. Run, tell them that, run, tell them that. I make every man.
an account, buy a house and rent it out. Money, what I've been about. Money, I might lend it out. Triple that, quadruple that, bitch, stack it when it's coming back. Been an evil genius since my underwear says Thundercats. Ooh, yeah, I've been getting money while they hating on the boogie sideline. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Demons for so long that you don't wanna try me. Yeah. Yeah. Told her that I'm married to the game, but you could be my side piece. Yeah. 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 I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't wanna try me.
Had that baby wheezing like she called a nation. Crown me corona, this coronation. Keep me this ceremony. Got all eyes and they staring on me. Frozen Fiji water got them and they staring on me. Sun like the phoenix, so they glaring on me. Pheromones leak, I smell performance. This verse got more meaning than good boarding. Strong the energy when I'm reporting. Holy Moroni like I'm performing. Need me, bring your panties to your knees and I'm a bone. This might be my moment, watch me eat it up, relax and look, put my feet up on it, girl, that was smoking, put that was the on that money, remind us the alcohol, after two, take her to the palm, sticky secret draws, came so many times, made sticky secret talk, even made a speaker comps, now that can't see me when I'm involved, when you know I'm cold with pipe, so I make you turn the heater on, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't wanna try me. Yeah. Yeah. Told her that I'm married to the game, but you could be my side piece. Yeah. 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 I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't wanna try me. Yeah. Yeah. Told her that I'm married to the game, but you could be my side piece. Yeah. 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 I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't wanna try me. Yeah. Yeah. Told her that I'm married to the game, but you could be my side piece. Yeah. 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 I've been fighting demons for so long that you don't wanna try me.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram Trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram Trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, welcome back. Sunday Night Drive here on Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean Vaz and Vaz Live Radio CEO Robin Lynn Maven right here in the house. We just heard Side Piece right here from True Will and Knox Bond. Man, you guys got a hit right there, man. I love that. I love the flow. I was laid back. I couldn't get my blunt in time to fire it up while the song was running, but I will do it again, though. Try it again, though. I appreciate you guys, man, for taking time out and being here on the show, man. Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you, brother. I really do, man. For real, man. Somebody who actually takes time to curate music and can get put it in the hands of people who care about lyrics, man, because these days there's a severe deficiency in that.
Oh, yeah, man. Especially when you got music that's not all over the place like some of these artists do, man. The music's all over the place, and they don't know how to have self-control of what they do, and then they're wondering why, you know, us DJs aren't playing it or, you know, or it's not playing on the radio. So I salute you guys for doing what you're doing.
Appreciate
Robin.
It, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, it's really, really good music. You guys, you carry yourselves really well. I'm like really proud to meet you, man. What you got next?
A whole lot. We got a whole year worth of evolution set up already, so you ain't going to be in suspense too long.
All right.
Yeah, we planning on releasing a single every month. you know what I mean, so that we give the fans something consistently to be able to listen to. We've already got a few lined up, so, you know.
I don't know, the way y'all roster talent is, I might have to learn how to rap my damn self.
Well, I can rap. I just don't know the words.
Yeah, right.
We got a rap tutorial in part of our onboarding. You know what I mean? Because we're really different. If an artist is just releasing music by themselves, they're usually just doing the same thing. They're putting together a single, putting together a cover, throwing it on Facebook, putting it on DistroKid, calling it a day, and then going and hiring Spotify playlist companies to run up fake streams. That's pretty much the gist of it. You know, we do it completely different. We put together a single the correct way. We have all the promotional material the correct way. We get it pitched to movies and video games so that there's opportunities for each song to have some type of a platform. And then, you know, we run it through our DJs and our blogs and our websites and our radio and all of that. And the trick is that you got to be able to do that consistently for every song that comes out.
And you know something, Knox, you said something important, you know, in the comment you just made. A lot of people out here now are fabricating and faking numbers. They're doing this, they're doing that, but then when it comes time to show proof of the numbers, they can't show proof of that. And I'm one that calls people out on numbers. I'm a numbers guy. If you're saying your song is doing 60,000 streams in 3 weeks, you got to prove that to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to prove that. If you can't show it, then stop promoting it because it's false. It's false advertising. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, using Trill Will as an example because, you know, he's got millions of streams and his Instagram is verified.
Right.
So real numbers do have an effect. Real numbers have an effect. They create a fan base and they create opportunities and they get you to where you can tour. Fake numbers mess up your analytics. That's all it does, because if all of your streams are coming from India and you know, you are in America and all of your followers have an American following, then how is that ever going to pan out? Like, are you going to go to India and then find out that they're all bots when you show up?
Well, you got people from India faking like they from the IRS and calling people saying that you owe taxes and stuff like that. So I already know what you're talking about as far as the BS coming from India and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that one, man. So, yeah, man. So what's next for you guys, man? What's next for you? Any tours coming up? Anything?
Trill is constantly working on opportunities to be able to tour. So eventually me and Trill will be able to tour. I'll be honest with you, bro. I did a lot of shows and I did a lot of numbers and I did a lot of, my mind right now is on a whole different strategy. We just had our annual business meeting and our main goal is quarterly increase in profit. We're doing that through things like, are you familiar with NFTs?
Yes.
So like one thing that I do for my artists that I can confidently say no other label is doing is I'm going to take all of their material, their graphics and their promotional material that they've created over time and turn them into NFTs, put them up for sale on the digital gallery so that they can be bought and resold. You know, like the same way as art, because art is a $900 billion per year industry.
Mm.
So, you know, stuff like that. Mm. merchandising and being able to, like I said, create a return of investment and create an increase in the quarterly profit. So what was it, Cheryl? I think it was the biggest points were music licensing.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah.
Cheryl was there too.
Wow.
And just anything that can actually generate money. Streams don't generate money, bro. I made a million streams and got $1,000.
Can I ask a question? What is the difference between music licensing and, say, distribution or releasing your music?
So licensing sync is when you get your music. All right, so when you have a copyright or the ownership of your music, then you can license it out to different parties to be able to make money. One of the things that we excel at as a company is we have several licenses. We've got agreements with companies like Facebook. We've got agreements with Instagram and with WhatsApp, and we've got agreements with, you know, DJ websites and different DJ coalitions and radio stations and some of the bigger royalty collection companies like Merlin and like Net Media that are the same guys that people like Atlantic and Interscope Records use. So those licenses, being able to license out your music to different opportunities, is what generates money. If you get your music put in a commercial, you could make $5,000 right then and there, which trumps anything else that you're going to make off of streams, you know what I mean, or anything else. You're going to have to make millions of streams to get $5,000. Whereas if you get it picked up and just put in the right commercial, you can make $5,000 right off the bat. So licensing sync is, we have an agreement with the, as far as I know, the biggest licensing company in America. They do a lot of different music for Netflix, for different commercials and different video games and movies and things that come out. And the name of the company is Heavy Hitters Music Group. So since we're a partner with Heavy Hitters Music Group, everything we release, they look at, they listen to, and they're pitched on. That's why we come up with these pitches. That's why we come up with one sheets to where it's not just the song speaking for itself. We got some really good graphics, and Trill Will is phenomenal at setting the bar and staying there on having excellent graphics, and stuff like that matters. But when you do stuff like sync licensing and you make that your goal as opposed to streaming, then you start talking about making money, which is, you know, it's a business.
Wow. You need a webinar class on this, man, because it's a lot of these artists out here that don't really know business, and what you just said can really help identify these artists and what they, how much they really want to invest in their career instead of taking that $250 and putting it back into their career. That take that $250 and go buy some sneakers or some BS like that. It's really what you're really doing is different from what everybody else is doing. That's what makes, you know, you guys real unique in your own platform, your own level, because you're actually teaching the artists business. And these artists do know business. A lot of them think they do. A lot of them think they know business, but they don't know the business, you know, unless you break it down. You know, the honestly,
yeah,
they don't know the business, yeah. Go ahead.
When
go
they
ahead,
sign
now.
Up, we give them all types of information. And then when it comes to touring, Trill is a genius when it comes to touring. So, you know, as far as that, that's my weakness. But, yeah, we provide that to every label that signs, that has an agreement with us. We don't do a sign-on advance. We give them all of our resources, all of our knowledge, all of our network. We teach them how to do the business. We handle their registrations, collect their money, and set them up with licenses with companies that they can't reach.
Wow. Robin, you want to ask a question?
Yeah, you work with radio stations?
Absolutely. What we do for radio stations is We do syndication. So syndicate for a DJ, syndication is the name of the game. Basically, in a nutshell, syndication means more than one radio station plays your program at the same time. The more radio stations that play your program at the same time, the more you win. So, and radio stations need DJs. So we offer both of those things. We add the radio station to our syndication list, which means that DJs, when they get added to the coalition, can contact the radio station with their program to be added to their program. And then we also give the radio station four other radio stations that they can get their programming syndicated on. All we ask is that you guys play our music.
We have 15 radio stations that I am streaming.
Well, you can all join the show,
okay?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to have all of them in our network. Absolutely.
Wow.
All right, this is a Sunday Night Drive. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company. The best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, welcome back. It's Sunday Night Drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin, Lynn, Maven, Boz, live radio up there in Seattle, Washington. And we're here with True Will and Knox Bond here, special guest tonight, hour number one. We appreciate you guys, man. A lot of education, as they say, a lot of edumacation tonight here tonight, man. I appreciate you guys, again, taking time out of your schedule and joining us here tonight, you know. I'm getting educated with my old ass self, man. And it's never too late. You know, I'll be 51 next month and I'm still learning every day, man. So I appreciate that. Still learning. Oh yeah. Appreciate it.
I did want to add something. I just wanted to let everybody know that what we're doing, I realize it's the next level of artist development. You know, there's been a lack of artist development, and then there's still people who do it, but there's a drop-off point. You know what I'm saying? We're not interested in dropping anybody off, but at the same time, we're also walking people to the door to get bigger in situations with bigger labels if that's what they want. And we have no problem with that. We want that. We encourage that. So if you're tired of playing around with these wannabe independent labels, you want to give us some people that actually know what they're doing, we have a much larger syndicate than even what Knox Bond is saying. Come to real life and come to Black Executive Triad and Next Level Music Syndicate. It's a real thing. You know what I'm saying? I got to give some shout-outs, though, because I know we're getting toward the end. I want to give a shout-out to Celebrity DJ YG. I want to give a shout-out to my sister Cassandra, who is the chief administrator for all of the labels over at the Next Level Syndicate, Music Syndicate, and basically, that's pretty much it, my guy.
All right. Knox, any shout-outs you want to give, man? And how can people... Any artists out there that are listening, how can they be a part of the family, man?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first off, I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Real Life Lucchese, and all of the Next Level leadership. That is going to be – let's see, I got to make sure I don't miss anybody. Our president of worldwide branding, Manny Mad Dog, our commissioner, DJ Warlord, our CAO, Chief Administrative Officer, Cassandra Devin, our Chief Technical Officer, Jake, our Head of A&R, DJ Callie, and the administrative assistants, Lena, Director Coca, and Tommy Trax and Sean Lux, and all of our DJs. I can't shout out one because there's 600, and then I'll get, you know what I mean? It's complicated. All of our DJs, I love you guys. You are the support system. You're the lifeblood of the company, and I truly, truly appreciate you. All of our radio stations, but more specifically, all of our sponsors. And our sponsors are the most important part of our company. The sponsors are the guys who are just 100% committed to really work with us. So since we got 10 minutes, I will run through our list of sponsors real quick so that everybody gets a shout out.
Hold on, wait, before you do that, it's a long list of sponsors, a long, long list. So real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
The other half of my arm, I just described everything on my left arm. So now on my right arm, I got Full Circle Music Group. Shout out to CZ. Shout out to my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wife-to-be, Crystal Anza, and everybody who has supported my movement, my dad, my mom, obviously the other patients, and everybody else who supported the movement from the beginning. Here you go now.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So all of our sponsors are DJ Pyrex, Stop Beef and Radio, Team Bigger Rankin, Real Life Music, Nerve DJs, Hip Hop Mags, Fleet DJs, We Rock X920 Worldwide, Street Cred Mixtape, Big Will, DJ Convict, Smack'em Radio, Yaz the Face Podcast, J. Chris Style Indie Radio and Management, Major Million Music Group, Round Here Radio, The Block 229, Big Boss Entertainment, Use Your Heat Radio, NASCAR Promotions, High Life Magazine, DJ Enigma, DJ Gracie, Works, Fleet DJs, DJ Cool Hand, The Vibe 97.9, DJ Chill Will, Street Heat Mixtapes, DJ Twist Money, 1921 Music Group, DJ Scratch in Norway, Arizona Mixtapes, Phoenix Fridays Online Radio, 105.1 Live, DJ Jump Off, DJ Lazy K, Dope Mix, Jack Fool Radio, Lance J Radio, Mix Show Madness, DJ Rampage, DJ OG Scott, Worldwide Collaboration, and Hilltop Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Appreciate that.
And to Sarah at Triple P Radio, who was official publicist that Blackie Rick and Triad as well.
All right. I'm going to have to, Knox, I'm going to have to connect you with Rob and Lynn sometime tomorrow. She's on the West Coast as well. Connect you with her and, you know, get them stations on lock, my man.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got me on Facebook, so set up a group chat with us if you want.
Okay, I got you. I'll take care of that tomorrow or tonight.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, we can get going. Any more shout outs you guys got, man? Because I know y'all got a whole encyclopedia, man.
I mean, shout out to COG, shout out to 55 Bags. I'm going to do this all day. Shout out to Ben Johnson, shout out to, literally, we got a whole independent movement of people who do nothing but help us accomplish everything that we need to do every day, even though it's headed by a couple people. There's still a million of us out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Really getting it in and really putting in that work.
I got a few more. Shout out to Lodge 303. Shout out to every Mason and shout out to every Moore. Shout out to all of our labels, J-Star Stacks, Trill Will, Mr. Back at It, Stiff Cop, Jigsaw, Kronos Marciano, Real Life Lucchese, Mo Money McCoy, T Gutter, Blackout, Jacob, Dre Banks, Jay Tolliver, 2HG Ket, A Knight, Cheapo, 49 Skrilla, Ed Huffman, Emerge, Miss Green, that's Miss Casey Green, Dre Dell, Boss Cash, Easy Love, JD Saints, Kool-Aid, Shooter, YG Cooley, Demigods, Tony Bubbles, Sire Flame, Freaky Focus, Lil Beanie, Camo, Tommy Trax, Willie Nichols, Young Kaz, Young Promise, Boo Gutta, Monster Mo, Stack G, DJ Nunless, Kid Official, Tory Carter, Tim Grendel, and 44 Boulevard, Caleb and Jacob.
Shout out to AO, the homie, and AO Music Group.
All right.
And shout out AO. And shout out Plot. Yup, and I'm probably still missing a few because I haven't updated my roster in a little bit.
But I just, you know, we can't do this all night, but literally, we're missing a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not going through the DJ list. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going through the DJ list. I will get hoarse.
Well, I got a guest that's on the line now that wants to shout out you guys. Hold on a second. Let me get them on over.
Oh, wow.
All right, welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. You're on.
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Peach Johnson, a.k.a. PJ the Reptile Model. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome.
How are you?
I want to give you guys Thank you. I want to give you guys a huge shout out. I can't stop bragging about you guys enough. Trill Will, James Lomax, DJ Nonless. I really appreciate you guys for dropping that knowledge, those nuggets. I really, really enjoy working with you all. I can't thank you enough again. And yes, please keep grinding, keep going, I can't wait to meet you guys. Whenever I'm like ready to fly to Texas, since you guys are doing big things out there.
That's Dallas Cowboy territory. I'm letting you know that right now.
Do what now?
That's cowboy country.
Oh, hey, but that's cool. Look, y'all know I'm versatile. You've seen my pics on Facebook. I'm versatile. I can do everything.
All right.
But yeah, I really do appreciate you guys, and I look forward to working with you. For my artist, although he's R&B, but hey, if Cardi B can rap with Maroon 5. My artist can sing with your rappers, so hey, I'm just saying.
Listen, singers, rappers, country, rock and roll, we're not excluding no genre of music at all.
Hey.
That's right.
Yeah, well, appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you for calling. Where are you calling in from?
Thank you, DJ.
Your name? You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from again?
Okay, so I am Peach Johnson, PeegJohnson, and I am calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right. 4 hours from the
919.
4 hours from the beach, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Now that I know where you are, I'm
going to
stop you.
Oh, damn.
Hey, since you said Raleigh, I got to say shout out 9 Deuce. Shout out Big Tooby. You said Rough Raleigh. I got to shout out the fam out there, FYF. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to go get the ring security system now.
I'm
going to tell everybody, if y'all see these strange cars on the block, stop them.
Now we got R&B singers though. We got R&B singers, so definitely send your R&B singer for.
Okay, cool beans. I love it. He can sing for real, y'all. For real. He can sing. So.
Well, that's good.
We're gonna get him on here soon. You know, break him.
Cool.
See what he got. Yeah, but Trill Will, Nah, it's Bond, man. I appreciate you guys, man, for taking time out of y'all.
We appreciate
schedule,
the time,
man, and being here on Hilltop, man. Real talk.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Very humbling to have both you guys on here, man. Real educated. Learn a lot tonight, man. Real talk. I wish a lot more should have picked that phone up to tune in or even heard it on. Well, trust me, they listen to the show on. They ear hustling tonight anyway, so they got a earful. Yeah, trust me. I know they did. Yeah. But we appreciate it, man. And you guys, you know, we'll bring you back soon, man. See what's the 411 going on in the camp, man. So, yeah,
yes,
we can do that. Yes, sir, man. Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate it.
This is a Sunday Drive with DJ Sean and Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. We'll be right back with the Trap Outlaws out of Houston, Texas. A Texas thing tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back. You guys stay tuned.
So you, Chef the Entertainer.
Baby, we just came to party. Are you ready for something so formal?
DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. It's your Sunday night drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn Mavens. That's at Vibes Live Radio up there in Seattle, Washington. Want to give a shout out to Trill Will and Knox Bond for joining us in hour number one. Hour number two, that's right, it is a Texas thing tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only, the Trap Outlaws, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. What's going on, my man? How you feeling, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man.
How you doing?
man, you guys had a lot of shit going on in Houston this past weekend, man.
Man, a lot of shit, man, going on. A lot of things dropped, man. Yeah, man. Like, oh, man. Big Pokey dropped, you know, and then we got the radio show, Street Game Radio, me and Mike B. You know, we did, you know, we do that every Friday. So, you know, that's the big thing on us, DJ Sean.
Okay, man. So, man, tell us a little bit about the Trap Outlaws, man. Tell us a little bit about who the Trap Outlaws are, man.
Oh, well, you know, that's basically me. I'm Mike B, one half of the Trap Outlaws, and Lucky Dre. So, you know, I started off producing, making beats for a lot of artists and stuff in the city. And we kind of linked up probably about 2007. And, you know, we've been just putting a lot of work in around the city, you know, working with a lot of different artists. But we just felt like it was time for us to kind of push and put a project out. So we just dropped the album, Back Trapping. It's on all streaming platforms. It's doing pretty good right now, actually. We just hit 50,000 on Spotify. But we're just trying to take every opportunity, and we really appreciate this, you know, you guys giving us a little shout, you know. And
hey, man, this is nothing but this is what family does, man. Shout out to CeCe for making this possible with you guys tonight, man. You know, this won't be the first, damn sure won't be the last time you guys be here on the show, man. So, again, I appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedule and being here on the show, man, because Texas was getting down, man, all the way from Dallas all the way down to Houston, man. It was something going on, and Texas made me want to come back out there to Texas, man, and stay. But, man, y'all's music is unique from different other music, man. And okay, let me back up a little bit. You guys in Houston. Houston is the mecca of Texas. Houston really put, you know, the rap music in the state of Texas, man. So where do you guys see you guys at with, you know, the Ghetto Boys and all the greats that came before you guys? Where you guys put yourself at?
Oh, man, that's like up to the fans to do, to put us up there right now, because me and Mike just getting started. So it's kind of scary for him because this is his first album. Like I say, he produced the whole thing. And, well, except for two tracks, we have a guy from Virginia that produced one of them tracks. And Josh. You know, but other than that, Mike is from the East Coast. He's from Virginia. So we kind of had a unique sound because he came from Virginia, moved to Houston, and kind of acquired the Houston sound mixed with East Coast. So it made it kind of unique for us because he kind of rapped fast.
Okay.
And, you know, you notice when you go Midwest, you know, you got a faster pace, you know, and that was good for us because we sped it up a little bit. It made it sound good, you know, but a lot of people keep saying we have a little Bone Thug feel, you know, which is unique.
Yeah,
that's my
favorite. Yeah, I felt that too, listening to your music, man. Yeah, man, this is the Sunday Night Drive with DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, and we have the one and only, the Trap Outlaws, with us tonight here on the show. Robin, anything you want to add or ask these brothers? We get into the
music. How do you guys keep yourselves motivated with all this coming up with new music? How do you do it?
Oh, well, you know, it's pretty much like a day-to-day grind. You know, it's got a lot of ups and downs, but at the end of the day, and at the beginning of the day, I should say, you know, it's like a brotherhood. So we kind of push each other every day and kind of make sure that we don't fall behind and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Cool. Real quick, man, let everybody know where they can follow you guys at on the social media, man. Where can they get a hold of you at? Or be fans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. On Instagram, and that's my Instagram, so that's pretty much my main one. And then I'm at Lucky_Dre17
And, you know, we basically, we got Trap Outlaw written all over everything right now. So people, you know, I guess they starting to tap in on it, you know, which is good because we got people starting to follow us now. It's like things are starting to change, you know, as far as what's been happening, you know, the normal every day. So it's like people say, oh, we listening to him. He's like, wow, for real? You know, we never know where to get to this point because, like I say, this his first album. I did an album before. I've been, like, I did an album with Mr. 3-2. That was, like, my best friend. So he passed. And, you know.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, you guys, had a Fallen Soldier not too long ago, a couple years ago, about 2 or 3 years ago. You know, Bushwick Bill was a good friend of mine. You know, that was... That was hard when he passed because he did a whole lot for the community as well, Houston. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. That's
he just recently put out an album, and a buddy of mine got to do a lot of work on it. It's a really dope album.
Really dope album. Icy High Street Military got to do some work with him because Icy be up here, and, you know, he's coming with his album next. Then, you know, Tight Eyes, we got, you know, from Rec Shop, he's them two is about to drop. And then we got, you know, they gave 3-2 his day. You know, Mike B had, 3 was recording here, you know, before he passed, and we got some music we've been savaging, putting together for his family. And, you know, the mayor gave him his day, 7:30,
oh, okay.
So... That's kind of big for us. We pushing to get the pieces done for him, you know.
Last minute
features for him. So, you know, we just, K Reno just locked him in on the verse. We got Sauce Walker. We got a bunch of people that's going to be on 3-2. His last album, so. Big Mike, yeah. Mr. Mike, I just reached out to him, so. We looking, this is going to be big for us, you know, because like I say, Mike, he produced. Like, if you listen to our album, he made them beats, and shout out to K Waters and Trady 80, they mixed it. Mike made the beat, we recorded it. We basically did mostly, that album, we did that ourselves, like, out of our own studio. We have a studio, which we're in right now.
All right. All right, well, this is Trap Outlaws right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Let's get into it, y'all. Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Black Sob, gold BBS's, man. Damn, this nigga, this nigga's really making this money. Really making money, man. You understand? Hey, it ain't just about the money. It's not. You know what it's about? About fucking those geezers like that right there. It's about driving these fly ass cars, and it's definitely about never dressing like a nigga like you, man. Okay. I step on a bridge and some Gucci, pockets make fun of that blue cheese. I saw you better some Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell you a piece. I step on a bridge and some Gucci, pockets make fun of that blue cheese. I saw you better some Louis. I live my life like a movie. Bags on me,
yeah.
In a trap low key,
yeah.
I pull up and sell
your piece. Another day, another dollar, more commas, no drama. In the rhymes, I saw 50 rounds in the cover. Cash money, big timer. Step on the brick in the designer. Never switch, stay loyal. That's the real code of honor. In Kansas City with the Royals. I used to be starving like Marvin. Now I'm ballin' in Jordan. Out of space like a Martian. Ballet when I park, yeah. Yeah, blue cheese, OG in my suite. No sticks, no seeds, 20 bands on me, yeah.
I step on a brick and some Gucci, pockets stay full of that blue cheese. I saw you better some Louis, I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell you a piece. I step on a brick and some Gucci, pockets stay full of that blue cheese. I saw you better some Louis, I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell you a piece.
I got these diamonds on me, I got these killers with me. 100 round drum in the camp, you run up on me, we don't play in these streets, yeah. Cold winter, so I ride with the heat. Late night on the creek, on the town, can't sleep. 20 bands on me, yeah, yeah. In the club, 20 deep, 20 bottles on me, yeah. 20 band lil' freaks, bust it down on me, yeah. Pockets stay full of blue cheese, pockets stay full of blue cheese, yeah. I'm in a trap with a pack and I move with ease. I step on the brick and I'm Gucci. Pockets stay full of that blue cheese. I serve your bellas, I'm Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell your piece. I step on the brick and I'm Gucci. Pockets stay full of that blue cheese. I serve your bellas, I'm Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell your piece.
Say that you want your key. I got the thing for a fee. 25-33. You know the game, I'm a G. Born and raised in the streets. Now that they rapping in beats. All of your niggas complete. Whether they work in the streets. All of my kids gotta eat. Red fish in the meat. Ain't no rules, don't cheat. So many rolls in the fleet. Candy cone is so sweet. Why did it be in concrete? Watching it work and complete.
I step on the brick as I'm Gucci. Pockets ain't full of that blue cheese. I turn your bell as I'm Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell your pee. I step on the brick as I'm Gucci. Pockets ain't full of that blue cheese. I turn your bell as I'm Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me. In a trap low key, I pull up and sell your pee.
All right, welcome back, Blue Cheese. Hey, you know what?
Man.
This is what I want to do, man. And Robin, you know where I'm getting ready to go. I want to, I only do this when music gets you know, it reaches me. I want to bring you guys back on tomorrow night on my Monday show.
Man, that's bad.
And I'm going to be bringing some of the top quality DJs on. I'm going to be bringing a CEO from a major record label on, and I'll bring a couple other cats that I know in the industry. I want to bring them on the radio, man, and have them listen to you guys' music, man, and see what they think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what we're going to do for you guys, man, here on the Hilltop. So, tomorrow, the same time tomorrow at 9 o'clock, will be 8 o'clock, your guys' time. I'll let CC know and everything, man. And then I'll give you the information where you guys can go online and your fans can hear the show online as well, too. And, man, I got to bring you guys back on tomorrow night, man. We're going to do this legit way. We're going to do this the industry way, the way it's supposed to be done, man. So you guys don't mind that, right? You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's a blessing. We appreciate that. That's so good. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, we in North Carolina, man. Thank you, man. That's, like, different for us, you know.
We appreciate it, bro. For real.
Yeah, we got the third artist on the song. That's OG Iron Mike. He's in Atlanta right now. We got him on the phone also.
Okay, well, tomorrow night, he's in Atlanta. He can call into the show as well, and he can listen to the show. He can call into the show, and everybody else
okay,
that you guys
cool.
want to be a part of the show, have them call into the show as well, man. But this is what we're going to be doing. This is an early Christmas gift that we're going to be giving you guys tomorrow night here on the Hilltop, man. Yeah. That's what we're going to do, man.
It's gonna go berserk.
Hilltop Radio, y'all are the man. Y'all are the best. DJ Shaw, man, we appreciate
it. No problem, man. Robin,
thank you, man.
Robin, you said something, Robin?
Oh, I don't even know. I just said, I don't even know. Something, I don't even know. Right. It's like a kudos.
No,
right.
Right. We appreciate it.
So what we're gonna do, man, is we already got the fans. You know, we play Blue Cheese. We're not gonna play any more tonight until tomorrow night, and we're gonna play all the music you guys sent me for the special guest tomorrow, man. And we're gonna have the industry on the phone tomorrow, man. And that's probably Rick James's brother is gonna be on the phone with us as well, too, man. So. Yeah, these are cats that I know personally, okay. Man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, man. So.
We appreciate going live from Hilltop.
So what I'll do is I'll create another flyer tonight or early tomorrow, get it to you guys, and we can get it out on social media. And we're gonna do a big for you guys tomorrow, man.
Oh man, we appreciate you, man.
We appreciate y'all. That's so much love.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We appreciate that, bro. From the bottom.
From Houston and Atlanta.
We'll talk to you tomorrow again, DJ Sean.
Yeah, man. Y'all be easy, man. And I appreciate you. And I'll keep in touch with you guys. And then we're gonna do a big and bright tomorrow, man. Ain't no need to keep doing it tonight. We're gonna do it tomorrow, man. Have real talk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay,
I know
cool,
the,
cool.
I listen to the music, but I ain't know if it's gonna sound that goddamn good over the radio, man. So, yeah, we gotta bring y'all niggas back, man. Especially that Blue Cheese. That Blue Cheese is hot, man.
So good on the radio.
That Blue Cheese, man.
We appreciate it, man. We felt like that was kind of our commercial joint, so that we felt like that was a decent one to send.
Well, y'all gonna have a lot of black people buying Blue Cheese and putting it on their salads and shit, man.
you know, me and Mike, man, you know, we make it so special, man, the group, man. You know, the white guy and the black guy, man, we come together, hey. Man. We all brothers, man.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. He a brother
we
now.
We all brothers, man.
Yeah, We drafted you into the black side, brother. So you know what I'm saying? You drafted.
He drafted that boy, man.
First round pick, man. First round pick. So you're first round. So you good now, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I take whatever number you got.
He's on any number. You see how humble he is. He always said you could give him 89. He's still gonna play hard with number 89, my brother.
Yeah, we're gonna give them OJ Simpson, so we'll take you might give them OJ.
I'ma try my best. I'ma say, oh yeah, I gotta show out now.
Man, they drafted their boy.
Hey, what part of Virginia you from, man?
Manassas.
Okay. Manassas, all right. I'm a Maryland boy myself, man. DMV.
Okay,
yes, sir.
My mom is from Boston, my dad was from Philly, and my grandma was from Delaware. But I had another grandma in Maryland, so I kind of bounced around a lot up in the Northeast and then ended up in Houston.
Yeah, one of the DJs that I'm bringing on is from Delaware. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty rough up there.
Oh, yeah. Smallest damn state in the union. Yeah, but
I'm excited right now. You guys are really a true blessing for us.
All right, man. Well, that's what we do. That's what we do here on the Hilltop, man. We appreciate you guys, man. We're going to bring you guys back on tomorrow night, man, and we're going to do it right. All right?
All right. Okay, we're all right,
guys.
Trap
Outlaws. We'll be back tomorrow with part two with these cats, man. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show with myself, DJ Sean, and Robin Lynn Maven. We'll be right back, you guys. We'll be right back.
Merciless. You that type of sell food 2 days a week, man. We got like one customer. Your phone don't even ring, you know. You ain't in these streets, man, but you out here trying to pop. Get your chain pop. Get your phone robbed. You a weekend thug, you get no weekday love. You a OJ
or should I say a jacket? You're not in my bracket, the wrist that works magic. Your life is so tragic, you a halfway crook. Fiends won't give a look, on the block you get shook. Just go home, get robbed for two phones. You're not Kevin Gates, kicking boots in their faces. Supreme Louis laces, you're weak, your knee braces. Fingers on the hammer, I'll give your faces. Real hustlers on deck, if we don't got it, yeah, that food is on set. My name's like the Ebola virus, I post up on your block like some flyers. The fiends that get higher, my goals, no longer desires. I went from flea market gear, now I rock designer. From rental, now self turn to buyer. I'm not a liar, don't put the knot unless you want fire.
Tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. It's the Sunday Night Drive with yours truly, the Invincible DJ Sean, and my tag team partners always in the Batmobile, Robin Lynn Maven Buys Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. Robin, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media, sweetheart.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Gmail at Robin Lynn Maven. And right here at the Hilltop Show and Vibes Live Radio, and just turn on the internet, the internet.
I am streaming Roku. We were on Roku, Apple TV, and the Fire Stick as well. We're gonna start syndicating all over you guys here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night. We are bringing the Trap Outlaws back. For a reunion. We're going to bring it back for another reunion. We're going to have some of the top names in the industry on the radio show tomorrow night. And, man, make sure you guys go out there and get that Crass blue cheese and get it ready for your salads tomorrow night as you listen to Blue Cheese Again tomorrow on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys heard it here first on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean. Robin Lynn Maven. Robin, any shout-outs you want to give before we get up on out of here, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm. Want to give a shout-out to all the veterans and everyone celebrating their loved ones and lost ones on Memorial Day. Thank you for your service, and that's about all.
Yeah, thank you for your service as well. 8 years in the military. The United States Air Force, thank you. And, you know, shout out to my father. He was the Army, you know, RIP and RIP. My brother also was in the Army as well, Desert Storm.
Okay.
So miss those guys. My grandfather as well. He was a cook in the Army World War II, I'm sorry. So all those cats are gone, looking down. So, you know, Memorial Day is a big day. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody be a part of the show. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Is part two of the Trap Outlaws here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Man, I know you guys saying it's not 11 o'clock. It is in our book. We're out of here. We got a big show tomorrow night. Robin, talk to you later, sweetheart. We'll be right back. We out of here.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.